A house haunted with spiders. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In what sounds like the plot for a B-grade horror movie, a family in Kansas found more than 2,000 poisonous brown recluse spiders in their home over the course of 6 months. The anxious family contacted Rick Vetter, an arachnologist at the University of California, Riverside.
They find them all over the place. When they move newspapers, they pull books off of shelves. When they pulled a paper towel off of a paper towel rack. So they have these spiders all over the place. They run into them in every single room in the house.
But surprisingly, Vetter says none of the four family members were bitten. He says this example shows that the spiders don't bite as often as people think. Nevertheless, every year, doctors diagnose hundreds of skin sores as brown recluse spider bites, even in areas devoid of the spiders.
The problem is that in areas of the country that do not have brown recluse, with doctors diagnosing these bites all the time, is that they're obviously misdiagnoses. In order to have brown recluse spider bites, you have to have brown recluse spiders.
An unusual skin sore could indicate a serious illness or infection, or be nothing at all. So Vetter says doctors should consider other possibilities before assuming it's a spider bite. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.